More children in Connecticut are living in poverty than three decades ago. That's the finding of the NEE Casey Foundation's 30th annual Kids Count Survey of Child Well-Being in the U.S. WSHU's Evan Udama has details.
In the 30 years of the Kids Count Survey, Connecticut has found itself in the top 10 states for child well-being. But the racial disparity has widened. One in five Black and Latinx children now live in high poverty areas compared to one in 100 white children. Beth Bai is the state's early childhood commissioner.
The results aren't worth celebrating today because there are clearly concerns. I think concerns grown out of increasing levels of poverty, the impact of generations of institutional racism that lead to inequities. In addition to losing ground overall, we continue to be a state that has different outcomes for different populations.
Governor Ned Lamont created a state interagency task force to look into this problem and come up with programs to reverse institutional racism and provide support for vulnerable families. Bai is on the task force. She says their focus is on housing, employment, and childcare. Ebong Udama, WSH News.